Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. Welcome to the conversation this week on the conversation. Wow. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and, well, he died. George Michael. Carrie Fisher, and a day after she died, her mom, Debbie Reynolds, died. Wow. We have lost many, many celebrities this year, and I'll get into that. Also, I want to be very clear, no American administration has done more for Israel's safety than Barack Obama. Excuse me, Lord help us if you believe that BS. Also, my favorite Michael of all time, Michael Moore, talking about how Trump's victory is a mind F. Since Hillary received 3 million more votes, she had all these popular votes. She should be president. He is calling on his followers to attend mass demonstrations on January 20th at the inauguration. I'll get into that. I don't get it either. Also, Cinnabon is under fire big time for a tweet they posted, you know, saying that Carrie Fisher has the best buns in the universe. And they had, instead of her hair, they had like Cinnabons. Yeah, it was a tweet, and they're like way under fire for that, which I don't see anything wrong with it. They're just, you know, that's what she's known for, but there's a lot more that she's done. You know, also, what is that, an all-time high? Something that Trump has done. And I'll get into that, and also some about the Premier League and some other stuff going on. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of and feel a part of. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to the program that you're a part of and the Thursday edition. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. Finally got to sleep on a real bed, my own bed, not an air mattress or someone else's bed. Or yeah, it's nice to go see family and friends, but it does wear you out when, you know, when you're like, when is it going to be where maybe they might come down here and see us one year? Or who knows? Maybe we might move up there sometime. In the future, you never know. Who knows? God knows. But it's been some interesting news, though. I did have a great, great, great Christmas. It was amazing. Got a ton of stuff. We got to figure out where to put it all. Yeah, my wife got me. I don't know if you ever remember. It was a PBS show from Canada. There was the Red Green Show. And she got me the complete DVD series, all 300 episodes. So I've been watching it, and it's just hard to believe. I guess that's what's getting to me now, because, like, it's hard to believe how old that is. That's, like, 91. And, you know, and when you – I guess I'm one of those people that I can put in a TV show or an episode, or I can put on a song, and I can go right back to where I was when I first heard it or what have you. And it's just hard to believe how old that is. But anymore, they have a lot of, like, fake deaths where, you know, this person died and this. Nah. 9 times out of 10, anymore on my phone. Before I know anything's going on, I'll get a thing, you know, like breaking news. and it'll be from Fox News, and it'll say, you know, Michael Jackson died. So I don't have to. So like, if someone said he died, well, I can't believe that you know, George R.R.R. Martin died. I'm like, well, if I didn't get a thing coming up from Fox News by now, it's fake. Because it's usually before I even hear anyone talk about it, it comes up on my thing. And but when I heard, because I love George, I like George Michaels. Every year, probably around Christmas time, at least 60 times, I hear that song Last Christmas. That's just a great, he was incredible. And this is nothing against anybody or anything. I mean, if you didn't know he was gay, I don't know how you couldn't know. Nothing against it. I mean, I'm glad he was. I mean, that's who he was. I want you to be who you are. I'm not, because I've said that before, and people are like, oh, you must hate gay people. I'm like, where did I say that? I said that one time. I'm like, well, NSYNC's gay. No, they're not. Yeah, they are. NSYNC's gay. My fans ended up being gay. And that's nothing negative. That's just stating fact. Just like calling an illegal immigrant. That's not racist. That's calling a spade a spade. I mean, his music is incredible. I can put in those songs, and I can tell you right back to the first time I heard them. You know? There was talk of them getting back together and doing the reunion tour, possibly, and George Michaels was interviewed a couple years ago, and he said that was probably the biggest mistake in my life, is breaking up Wham and getting out of Wham, and because, you know, it's one of those, he just thought he was better than everybody, and you know, I don't need Wham. I can do it on my own. But, you know, it's just hard to fathom. And then I heard that Carrie Fisher was in the hospital. I'm like, ah, she's stable but critical. So I'm like, okay, yeah, she's critical, but she's stable. She's, you know, pretty soon she'll be coming out of the hospital in a wheelchair. What? She died? That was rough. And for me, I'm one of those weird people because Star Wars was okay, but like my favorite movie of hers was Loverboy that she was in with Patrick Dempsey, where he's that pizza driver. See, I used to work at a video store. Video update. And we used to get these trailers that would have like 10 or 15 like previews of movies, and then the thing would play back and you'd get that, so you'd have to watch it over and over. And when it was video update, when they first came out, there were only a couple videos that we had that were from this company that we could legally use, and everything else we weren't allowed to. And we had to watch like this one trailer for like a month until they got new ones. And but anyways, it had Patrick Dempsey and Kate Jackson and Barbara Kerr and Kirstie Alley and Carrie Fisher. And he was the guy that was going back to school. He went to school and he screwed up with his girl. And when he comes home, his dad's like, you're done with school, whatever. He goes, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's fine. I'll get a job. How hard can it be? And he becomes a pizza delivery guy who ends up for $200 a pizza with extra anchovies. He basically has a date with these women and, you know, gives them romance and dances with them and all this stuff. And he pays his way to get back to school. And then he falls in love with the girl. And all this stuff, and but it's a great movie. But it was a movie that she was in because everyone thinks of Carrie Fisher as, you guessed it, you know, Star Wars, Princess Leia, you know, and she's done other stuff. And but it's just, it was a great movie. It came out in like 89, but like I can put that movie in on DVD and I can tell you right where it was. I can go back to the video store and I can like play through my mind. Because I think I told about this one time where we're shutting the lights off and everything. And there's a guy in the adult video section like, who turned the lights out? We didn't even know he's in there. We were one step away from locking the door. And he'd have been in the store with no one there. But those were the days. But hard to believe, like, you know, like a day and a half later, her mom died. That's just crazy. But like we lost David Bowie, you know, we're losing good people. It's not like, you know, it's not like a Beyonce's killing over, or Justin Bieber's killing over, or Kanye West is killing over, or Kim Kardashian, you know, the people we really would want to see keel over, if anyone would. Not that I want anyone to die. Not like I'm a, who should I say, Charlie Sheen says, oh, please, Lord, Trump, make him next, please. I don't know if you've heard that, but Charlie Sheen has come out saying that, you know, please, God, let Trump be next. I don't wish anybody dead. I don't joke about it, kind of like, well, all these good people, I mean, Justin Bieber sucks. Why don't we, you know, thank God we haven't lost Bob Dylan. That's all I can say. But, hey, 2017 is already looking good. We got Barack Obama getting out of the White House. We got Trump going in. It's great. Because I'm going to get into this. I was going to kind of talk about this a little bit later in the show, but why not? You know, 2017 is already looking great because there is a, I don't know if many people know this, but this is out there. And so a lot of people probably do. And a lot of people, I'd be surprised if you didn't know about this, but I'd be surprised that you didn't know about this either. There is a U.S. Consumer Confidence Index, and it has climbed to 113.7 in December. That's the highest it's been since reaching 114 in 2001. Pardon me. The election and the electing of Donald J. Trump has raised the household expectations for the economy to a very high level. Stephen Stanley, chief economist, said, I have to agree. People are excited for once. They were a lot of people, I think, were excited about Obama on the left and some on the right, saying, well, hey, he's hopefully he's going to be not politics as usual. We all know what happened. We politics as usual. But Trump is seen as, okay, he's not a politician. He's a successful person. He's doing everything right. Give Trump a chance. That is, unless you're someone like George R.R.R. Martin, that's like, you know, Trump's the worst president in history, even though he hasn't done anything yet. But don't worry, folks. This is how I feel. I'll get into this right now. What is it that my favorite Michael Moore talking about, how, you know, that his victory is a mind F since Hillary Clinton received nearly 3 million more votes than Trump? Gee, let me see here. Well, half of the popular vote was illegals. And a lot of the vote that was for you in the general election was probably, what happened in Detroit? Wow. You had more people vote for you than there were registered voters in counties. Wow. Gee, but then he goes on. He's like, well, I want my followers to attend mass demonstrations in Washington, D.C. during the January 20th inauguration. Great. I hope millions of Michael Moore supporters go there. I hope they flip cars. I hope they set buildings on fire. I hope they trash the place so that they can show their true self. No, I'm just kidding. But what they're going to do is they're going to try to start fights. They're going to try to antagonize Trump supporters, and they're going to try to get them, oh, look, here's a psychotic Trump supporter. They're going to try to push the buttons just like they tried to do. And they're probably, I guarantee you, at the inauguration, there's going to be people intermixed with the Trump people at the inauguration that are going to be paid by whether it's Hillary Clinton or George Soros or the left in some form, and they're going to try to sit there and they're going to try to get these people to basically push their buttons to get them. Oh, look, this is a psycho. He's a Trump supporter, and he's a. So if you're going to go out there, show them what a real American is. Show them how dignified you are. That's why I love it. What have I said for a long time? We got PO'd about something Obama didn't do, and it was so bad to the point that they finally, he was getting so ridiculed for not having his American flag pin that they, like, you better put that on. You're getting people going nuts that you're not wearing because you're the first president that's not done it. Guess what happened? Guess what happens when I see Trump everywhere? He has a red hat with white saying USA. Thank you. Finally, someone that supports this country. Finally, supporters that are not chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. They're chanting USA, USA. Because remember, folks, Jesus Christ is our king. Trump is just our president. I don't see Trump supporters treating Trump like he's Jesus Christ. But I remember when like Jamie Foxx goes, and our Lord and Savior Barack Hussein Obama. I'm like, or no, you just didn't. Yes, he did. You know, I can't believe that, as I want to move on, because I just got to get in this guy. I can't believe that John Kerry is like, you know, well, I got to be very, very, I want to be clear eyes clear. I want to be so clear that we're using clear eyes to let you know that no American administration has done more for Israel's safety than Barack Obama. Are you kidding me? Let's buddy-buddy up with Israel. Let's buddy up with Iran. Let's hook up with Iran. Let's try to arm them. Let's try to do stuff for them. He's been the most anti-Israel administration. When Benjamin Netanyahu came here to the U.S. to talk, there were congressmen and senators on the left that turned their back. He wouldn't even meet with them. Oh, but don't worry, you know. What we're dealing with here, folks, is the ultimate double standard. Remember that bakery in Indiana that was going, "How dare you? How dare you not bake a cake for a gay couple because it's against your religious beliefs and da-da-da and all this stuff. And whether they do it now, all these people on the left, well, you know, our conscience, because of my conscience, I can't, with a clear conscience, perform for Donald J. Trump. I can't do that." Oh, wow. Oh, well, but with a clear conscience, I have to bake a cake for a gay couple, even though it's against my religious beliefs, even if it's against everything I stand for. I have to do that. I have to, but you don't have to. Bullcrap. Oh, but there's no double standard in the media. There's no double standard with liberals. I give up. It's ridiculous. Well, I, with a clear conscience, I'd be honored. Now, could I perform if I had to at Obama's inauguration if he asked me? I don't know if I could turn it down. I don't know, because I don't want to be a liberal that's going to be someone that's going to say like, well, I mean, because that's a very hard one, because I don't agree with Obama, but at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I just don't agree with the double standard where they want to force someone against their religious beliefs to do something, but when it comes to their conscience, it's okay for them not to speak the way they want to speak. Or, you know, we should be able to be free. If we don't want to be at Trump's inauguration, we shouldn't have to be with him. Why shouldn't she have to bake a cake? It's her business. Well, Sprint is actually planning on bringing back 5,000 jobs to the U.S. and all this. More job issues. And as I've said this before, and as the liberals come out and say, well, Trump is going to have announcements like this twice a week, every week, for 8 years. And he won't even come close to a quarter of the jobs that Obama's created and all this crap. And there are people who are saying that these Sprint jobs are going to be unpaid internships. They're making all kind of at least he's getting companies to announce. But this Sprint thing goes back further than Trump, because Sprint actually left as sponsor of the top sponsor of the NASCAR Cup Series, because they want to, because for years, can you hear me now? I'm Paul with Verizon. Can you hear me now? They were seen as this Goliath, this dominant, like, okay, our technology is 10 years ahead of anyone else. We have patented technology. No one can beat it, you know, and they want to put a lot of their resources and their money back into their company, invest in jobs here, invest in technology here so that they can make their network better. So that maybe when Root Metrics does another survey, they can say that Sprint's better. You know, what a concept. What did JFK say? You know, by the end of this decade, we need to have a man on the moon. Like that post I saw the other day where it goes, you know, when what happened after 8 years of George W. Bush? Michelle Obama said, I have hope in America. After 8 years of Obama, there is no hope. Gee, that's coming from her mouth. I'm just saying what she said. You know, we have hope in this country. That's why the consumer confidence index is through the roof. It is. It's just crazy how people in this country are so divisive in terms of, you know, I could credit Obama if he'd done something great. If this Obamacare had worked out and it was great, okay, I can say, yeah, I was wrong. Obamacare worked out. It was great, but it's not. I mean, the problem I have with a lot of the medical stuff now is, I mean, I guess if you don't have insurance, well, you have to have insurance now, so it even morphs things, but a lot of these things now, okay, I could buy this as a script, and I could $10 script. Now it's over the counter. Now I got to pay $20 for the generic Walmart brand or $30 for the non-Walmart, for the name brand. So it's just crazy. But it's, you know, at least we're getting positive signs. I didn't hear companies say, yeah, well, we're going to reinvest in America when Obama was coming for president and they were kissing his butt. Now that companies are saying, we're going to try to bring jobs back, we're going to try to do stuff in America. And they're like, well, yeah, okay. Yeah, those are going to be 5,000 internships. They're going to be unpaid. Well, we are kind of going through a transition in America. Because remember all those video stores? Now you don't need all those video stores. You know, for 7-8 years, they haven't needed. They could cut the employees at a McDonald's and a, like a Burger King and stuff in half. Well, you know, they can just put up kiosks and you just go up to the machine and you just type it in, ding, ding, ding. Where I do my banking, they actually have a ATM machine that when you click on it, you wait like 5 or 6 or 10 seconds or whatever, and then a live teller comes on that's from their local branch, their main branch, and they say, how can I help you? And they have a lady, and she goes, okay, I need to, okay, you want to deposit a check, okay, okay. She pulls up the screen, okay, type in your account number. That way you're using like an ATM machine where you can deposit money or whatever. There's still tellers you can meet, but they have a live teller there that you can actually talk to an actual human being via video conferencing, and you can get anything done. And it was designed to be like safer because, okay, you could have this to where you can, you know, there's fewer people, it saves money, but you're still face-to-face with someone. And this person, you know, you can have a thing with like 5 tellers in one branch, and they can do like 3 branches, you know, and then have like 3 people, have like 2 people in the bank instead of like 6 like they used to. So it's just kind of, it's different. They just want to make it safer, you know, and because they want to actually, some banks want to have it to where, okay, you can actually bank without having this, you know, okay, to where it's like an ATM machine to where there's no way that someone can Okay, rob me. Okay, I'm going up to an ATM machine and I'm doing stuff for the live teller, but you couldn't rob her. You know, you can't, okay, you can't sit there and give that person, okay, you know, give me your money. Not going to work too well, but you still have a live person there. And some people, I like it, but I know how to use it, and I've learned, and I had like a person there show me everything about it and how to use it all, but I like it. I have no problem with it, but like there's times where it's like, well, I didn't realize this because I'm married now. Like when you have if you have a check and it's written out to you and your wife, you have to have them both. Yeah, both have to sign it before you can get any money out of it, or you can just deposit it. So, you know, and stuff like that, you find out. But you can still go to the teller and say, okay, hey, yeah, I need a roll of quarters. So there's always going to be the teller there, but the world's changing. You know, a lot of these manufacturing jobs are going to be more cut out, and they're going to need CNC operators, people that can maintain this machine, someone that can program the machine to say, okay, it goes up and down and does 5 sprays, then it goes over here, does 3 sprays on the back, then and you program it, and it does it. It's just one of those things that we're going through a technology change where there's a lot of things that we used to do that, I mean, there's no payphones anymore. And I think there was probably someone that went around at least once a day to the different payphones and emptied the change out and did all kinds of work and maintenance on them. You know, things are going to change. You know, fast food's going to change. We're not going to need as many fast food workers. And I remember when I worked for Curtec franchise of Taco Bell, they had a thing where you could sit there and you could type in what you wanted and it would have a conveyor belt and it'd bring like a burrito shell. I'd put like a squirt of this, squirt of that, this and that, and ding, 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 and it would roll it up and it could automate with pretty good accuracy the menu they had back then, minus like the nachos. Pardon me. And they were experimenting back then with like managerless free teams where they had like fewer people and they had like a team approach and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I want to see how that works. Because when we had no managers, like, woohoo, when they go to the bank or something, be like, party on. It was like you had to pay for your food. So you'd sit there and you'd like take like some of the chips and you'd just try some of the different, we'd taste them, and that's what we would do to eat. Because we were broke. We were college kids. We were broke. We couldn't afford. But, hey, the world's changing and evolving. And we need, and there are jobs out there. My dad's dying for people that are welders. Electricians, they need electricians. There's a lot of jobs out there for people that want to, that where you're going to have to, sorry folks, you're going to have to get your hands dirty. You're going to have to use the lava, the pomace hand soap. You're going to have to, you're not going to be sitting at a desk. You know? But no one wants to, everyone thinks you're just going to be a Donald Trump. Well, most people, if they knew how much Donald Trump did, they wouldn't want that job working like he is. I mean, if you own a company, you should be the first one there, last one to leave. People just want to collect a check. They don't want to work. I'm not saying everyone's that way, but the majority of people, they don't want to work. They want to go to like, well, I need to have 15, I need to live like a cush life, but like work at like McDonald's. No, that's a training job. That's to help you learn how to put on a uniform and follow commands. You know, if you want to be a welder, you can learn how to be a TIG welder. be a TIG welder. You can learn how to work with drive shafts. There's tons of work out there for people working on semis and drive shafts and drive trains. But you got to get your hands dirty. It's not easy work. You're working, you know, there's times where, okay, can we come in at like 3 a.m. because it's like 95 degrees outside with 100% humidity and it's, you know, yeah, sure. And then they leave by like noon before it gets too hot, but they still get their work done. And then when the customer comes in, well, where is everyone? Well, because of the heat being so bad and so hot in the shop, you know, they're coming in 3 a.m. and they're working till noon. Or whatever the case may be. So. Wow. And this just keeps getting better, folks. And I want to give a big, big, big shout out to retired Marine First Lieutenant John J. O'Leary, who turned 100 years old today and actually fought in World War II. He's 100 years old. Wow. That guy was a badass. You know, you ever see anyone with a World War II hat or a Vietnam or Korean hat, veteran hat? Them boys are badasses. But I want to get on to some news that's kind of late-breaking and stuff. It's happening today. Moscow is considering retaliation after the Obama administration basically took Russia with sanctions, and they've actually taken like 33 of like their... because they hacked and helped Hillary lose the election and Trump win it. You know, they had some ambassadors here in the U.S. and they've been sent off and wow. And it's getting to be big time. It's getting to be big time, folks, because they're just like, there are people that are saying, here we go. Obama's basically starting Cold War. You know, this is Cold War stuff because of all that, because, you know, this is, you know, Russia has adamantly denied having anything to do with the hacking. Oh, but don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. Because we need to, they've got to back it up. Since they have no proof and nothing, they got to do something. They got to, They're taking all these ambassadors to Russia out of the U.S. and all this crap, and they're doing all these sanctions against Russia and stuff, and Russia's going to retaliate. And of course, if they do something to America after Obama's left office, they'll still try to blame Trump. They're going to somehow try to blame Trump for everything. I mean, God forbid a liberal can take responsibility for their own actions. Nope, they can't. I mean, like Donald J. Tunier, one of my best men at my wedding, said this. He goes, like, when Bush passed the Patriot Act, we weren't, like, praising him. You know? See, there's a difference with people like me that will, like, if I don't agree with something Trump does, I'm going to be, yeah, well, wait a minute here, folks. I don't agree with that. Okay, this is something that came, you know, and as this is developing and coming out, because what's going to happen is, unfortunately, if the U.S. gets attacked, and I believe it will try to be attacked again by ISIS under Trump, he's going to do something about it. He's going to fight back, which Obama never did. And they're going to say, here we go. Here's another Republican. Here's another war. And what I would say to that person, I say, well, then when ISIS set a bomb off in New Jersey and New York in the same day, and they claimed responsibility, why wasn't something done? Why didn't, it's not like we didn't know who did it. We know who did it. We know where there are ISIS strongholds. Why don't we take planes and go over there and bomb and say, hey, you want to fight back? You know, you want to fight? See, but that's what's going to happen. ISIS is going to attack us like they have under Obama. But here we go. It's another conservative, another Republican, another war. We didn't have a war with Obama. Yeah, we didn't have a war under Obama because he was too big of a pussy to do anything. He's not going to go after ISIS. They're his brothers. They're his buddies. This is something that I want to get. I'm going to quick go back. This just hits it. Hits the nail on the head. Bristol Palin said this today, and she goes, if Donald Trump were still just an old billionaire that threw a party at Trump Tower in New York City, celebrities would be lined up out the door 10 miles down the road, kicking it with them. But because he's a Republican now and he has become president, they don't want nothing to do with him. Lord help us. I mean, I just feel like, let's see how much chaos we can cause in the weeks before I go out of office. I mean, I'm glad Obama's not doing more of this before. I mean, it's like, okay, let's see how much turmoil we can cause right before I leave office. I don't get it. I don't get it, folks. I really don't. Got about 22 minutes left in the program, folks. I'm going to thank you all for tuning in from wherever you are all over the world. There's evidence now that this is kind of a late-breaking story that Latin America has become a hotbed for Islamic terrorists with ISIS, and they're actually, and groups like Hezbollah, and they're actually trying to freely recruit people and raise money so that they can attack the US. So Latin America is becoming a hotbed of money raising and funds to attack the US. You know, there's a bunch of people because InfoWars has kind of gotten hit because, oh, they call them what they are. Radical Islamic extremists. Well, I'm a Muslim and I'm offended, you know, da da da. I'm like, well, you take a Christian, you take me and my wife and put me and my wife in a Muslim country and you think we're going to be treated as equals? Wrong. We're either going to convert to Islam or there ain't no third direction. But, you know, it's just another attempt to try to discourage us from calling people with a spade a spade. You know, there are, you know, well, this is kind of very interesting. There's actually stuff going on now where sites accused of fake news maybe fined up to $500,000 in Germany. Big Brother and the Minister of Truth now want to patrol the internet and bust anyone who shares what the government considers false news stories. Even if you know it to be factual, if the government deems it to be fake and they say this is fake, okay. It's fake. Here's your fine. Sad. But that's the world we live in, folks, because it probably won't be too long before they try to do it here. But then you don't really need to do it here because whatever the liberal media says, most of the people, yeah, believe it. You know? Trump could say the earth was round and they'd be like, can you believe that? Trump said the earth is round. It's not round. But that's how this world works, folks. It is, folks, because we're really close to the inauguration day and getting closer, and it's just scary what's coming out of Obama's mouth and all these people in his administration. I don't know how anyone can sit there and say that they believe that Trump has been on the side of Israel. They've been on the side of Iran. My word for a lot of stuff. Listen to other dignitaries and other prime ministers of other countries that are like, yes, we welcome Obama at the table in these talks. We anticipate Obama. We're glad that he's going bye-bye. We anticipate Obama getting the heck out of here. And we're duly awaiting Trump to join us at these talks. They're excited that they have someone that's going to be on their side. Someone that's, okay, war is a last resort. How can we solve it without it? Because even the BBC has said that the GOP and the conservatives have elected the most anti-war president. And, you know, he's very anti-war, Trump is. If we get attacked, I know he's going to protect my butt. You know, I hate to say it, but if it was between, I would stand with Putin before Obama. I know that if ISIS were to attack us and I'm in Russia, I'm going to have him respond and say, hey, you attacked us? Merry Christmas. But hey, that's how it goes. That's how the cookie crumbles, you know, when I don't want to fight, but, you know, if I wake up and someone's in my house, I'm going to defend myself. I don't want to die. I pray to God that little steel ducky down the range, ping, that's all I'm shooting at. I don't know. If you ask me, what would I do if someone was in this house and I was confronted with having to shoot somebody? I don't know what I don't know. Until I'm in that situation, I don't know. But I guess I would do whatever I could to protect my family. but where in the world do you have, I mean, there weren't people going, you know what, we're going to have mass demonstrations against Obama in D.C., you know, let's go, let's like totally trash D.C. They're not going to be able to get nowhere near that inauguration. I mean, they're already talking about for Times Square on New Year's, that they're going to have like blocks away, they're going to have like fully loaded garbage trucks and stuff in the way to keep, you know, from stuff happening. I'm glad when I went to Times Square on New Year's, it was way back in the day before all this crap, before terrorism, before that, when you can just go down there, you can enjoy yourself. They weren't having like searches of every bag and searches of you, patting y'all down. But then there was like 80 times more people than when I was there in 88, 89. So, but now it's all sponsored. They have like a sponsor and they have like all these hats and balloons and stuff from all these sponsors, you know, from, and they're paying millions of dollars to advertise and all that. They didn't have a lot of commercial crap. There was just guys on the side of the roads having like blow horns and hats. And if you wanted to buy it off a guy, you could. But this is what I love, because Jackie Evancho, the 2010 America's Got Talent runner-up isn't backing down. She's praising. Yes, I'm going to be at the inauguration of Trump. I'm going to be performing and everything. And guess what? Her CD sales are soaring. Well, because I think a lot of people probably saw, I mean, because there's a lot of people that remember, you know, Britain's Got Talent 2009 with Susan Boyle. Hello, what's your name, darling? Susan Boyle. I'm from near Basque Westlothian. It's a collection of villages. I had to think that. They only remember that. They don't remember anything after. And they're probably like, she's had CDs out. And now that they're, you know, that they thought it was like a here and gone, here today, gone tomorrow person. And her sales are soaring now. People are buying her. She is amazing. Her voice, wow, incredible. She does like that opera, like that Pavarotti guy, Patrice Pavarotti. I think I can't remember his name, but you know, it's just, you know, liberals need to pull up their big boy panties and say, hey, you know what? I may not agree with Trump, but we'll give him a chance, just like we did Obama. We might have gave him crap, but we gave him a chance and turned out not for the good. No, because that's what I liked when they took, like, InfoWars took some of those people that were, like, on video, like, religiously praising Obama, and then when they say, well, let me see your paycheck here and here, and let's see how much money you're making, and look at the taxes. Wow, your taxes have doubled. Obama said they wouldn't. He said it right here, and they showed him all the deception that they've been given. I mean, people for once are excited about a president, and they're seeing stuff before they're seeing him doing stuff and trying to, before he's even in the White House. Most people are just sitting in their $1 million home, just like kicking it before they have to. Okay, once January 20th comes around, well, the 21st actually, then I'll have to pretend like I'm actually doing something. But until then, I don't have to. You know, he's like, he's not pretending to do something. He's trying to do something. If that carrier thing works out where it's 1,000 jobs and it's great, great. He's at least doing something. He's at least trying. You know, hey, we got a hole in this boat and he's got a bucket and he's trying to pour, he's trying to scoop water out. Why are you laughing at him? At least he's doing something. Just like that lady who went into Uganda, and when she was there, she saw these orphans and they were being abused, and her dad goes, you need to come home now. She goes, no, if I don't do something, who will? You can say what you want about Trump, but at least he's trying to do something, trying to bring jobs back, showing some signs of jobs coming back here. You know, you can't, you know, but then I read an article where there's some people that think that they're artificially inflating the market so that on day one, they're going to crash the market. And so see, look, his first day, his inauguration day, look. Look, it crashed, the market crashed. It's his fault. Okay. I mean, I don't. But I could see liberals actually saying if the stock market went down to something the day of his inauguration, they would try to blame him, even though there's no way he, you know. But then I do see a lot of liberals that praise Obama for the low gas price. So, hey, you know. I don't get it. That's my wife. God bless you, dear. Hard to believe, you know, how 360 we've come in this world. At least there's still some educated people out there that. But I still want to know, because there's a lot of people that say that, you know, that Trump is going to go down as the greatest president in history and all this crap. I'm like, for what? If you get rid of Obamacare, that's 90% of his legacy. And that has to be reworked. But who knows? I don't know. I just look at it like, okay, when you go to the grocery store, how much can you get in your grocery cart for $100? Not that much. $100 used to fill my cart back in. I remember when we used to go to the grocery store and my mom would buy for me, my sister and my dad and her, and for like $120 would fill that shopping cart. But now we supposedly have like the strongest dollar, and I'm like, I take that little like child seat and I pull that thing out and I fill that up, and it was like $300. Okay, crap, I don't have that kind of. Okay, what can I do without? That's the world we live in. Because we have the strongest dollar thanks to Obama, which I'd love to know where that is. They're probably skewing the statistics like they are that global warming. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, or a little bit more than that, but I want to thank you all for tuning in. You know, so, but I really do think consumer confidence is up. People are up and doing stuff, and I want to get into a little bit of English Premier League and talk about some stuff and go from there. What a wonderful week it was. What a great Boxing Day match. And some stuff's going to have to change, I think, in the Premier League to get some really shaking up. I mean, as you look at some of the scores. As on Boxing Day, Manchester United beat Sunderland 3-1. What an incredible game. Mkhitaryan, what an incredible goal. I've seen, like, there's like a thing where there's a video clip where it shows it from like six angles. Oh, he is just incredible. But the problem we're dealing with here is, okay, Manchester United's in sixth with 33 points, but Tottenham just keeps winning. So it's like, okay, if we have no points and Tottenham has three, we get 3 points and they get 3 points. They go to six, we get a three. So we keep winning, but then Tottenham keeps winning. So it's like we get 3 points, but they get 3 points. So it's like, you know, and it seems like a lot of the people, like a lot of like Chelsea, seems to be just dominating. They got 15 wins, one draw, and two losses. And it's going to take them having a slump and having them going down for it to be an effect, for it to, you know, but they're just incredible. I mean, they're just dominant. They're just a team that's like, I don't see them having an issue. I can see Chelsea starting to go backwards. I mean, not Chelsea, but Arsenal. They're starting to go backwards a little bit, but still, you know, it's going to take teams like Arsenal and Tottenham sliding backwards and us moving forward and winning. For some real change to happen. So, but I think, you know, I think we're starting to come together as a team, and I think what's going to really help us is our goal differential. And we just need to keep piling on the goals, and I think that's going to help. But I think it's going to be, you know, I think like the Man City and Liverpool and Chelsea are just so good that they're going to have to. Somebody's going to have like an injury in Chelsea or something major to where, okay, he's out or he's out for something major to, because they're just so dominant and so good. And it's just, right now, I mean, we're pretty far. We're almost, we're 9 points ahead of Everton, so we're pretty safe against Everton. But we gotta have, we're gonna have to win a game where Tottenham loses for us to even get a tie up. And it's, right now, I think it's gonna be tough. We play this weekend. We play Middlesbrough, and I think it's gonna be an easy win. But you never know. I mean, the way the Premier League is now, it's any given Saturday or Sunday, a team can win or lose a match, and that's what I guess was so exciting for me. So, I just hope we can get up into the fourth spot or whatever. But it's gonna take some of the top teams having some off games, and they aren't having them. You know, it's just like, wow. They're just like Chelsea, I think, is unbeatable. I don't know if anyone's going to beat Chelsea for the title this year. And the only team close enough to do it, I think, is Liverpool. They're in second, so. But the second half of the season is coming. And you all know what that happens. There are teams that are great in the beginning of the season and then tank, like Chelsea and Arsenal have in the past. And even United's done really good, and then they've tanked, or vice versa. And so I want to thank you all for tuning in. I got about just over 2 minutes to the program. And I want to get into a great story, this funny story. I'm gonna love this place. One of my wife's great great friends, Sandra, got gift cards. She goes, these are from Cabela's. It's like an Italian grill. And I'm like, okay, what in the freak is this shite? We don't got Cabela's where I live. Yeah, you do in Lafayette. You have Cabela's. I'm like, no, we don't. And she showed me later the link, and it was Lafayette, Louisiana. There's one in Indianapolis. And I looked up on their website, and what I think they do is they have like one gluten-free pasta, but then they have like 6 or 7 different sauces, and you can. They have so many more options. They blow Olive Garden out of the world with the options they have, and it just looks like a great place. Never been there. We'll probably go there for my birthday and use the gift cards. But I think it's funny because I'll do that a lot where I'll look up something like, no, I want Indiana, not Louisiana, because I'll look up Lafayette. And she did that, and it came up as Louisiana. There's one she thought it was Indiana, you know, because I do that a lot. I forget, you know, it's called a state, but I forget to do that all the time. But it's just kind of funny, but it was great, though. I've never been there, and I get to try that place out, and it looks really, really good. But yes, it's going to be interesting to see on the January 20th what happens. 2017 is almost upon us, folks. Hard to believe. It just seems like yesterday I was in high school and it was 1990. Now it's 2017 coming up, and who knows what we're doing for New Year's. I don't know. But we'll be doing something. We'll be ringing in the New Year somehow. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. And with a firm alignment, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until next Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.